Hello, my friends. Today you're going to meet a man who can apparently make anything. It comes to him naturally from his big Italian family who built everything with their hands from houses to cars. Joe Verdone, a builder and fixer, is going to tell us about his cannabis discovery and invention today. Buckle up. He's got quite a story right after the intro. Welcome to Season 3 of the Cannabivarum Podcast, the Cannabis Truth Podcast. I speak the language of cannabis freely and uncensored while educating my audience on safe use of this live plant therapy. You should know what's in your cannabis, what's good and what's not. It does not come with an FDA stamp of approval yet. Using cannabis mindfully as medication is a different concept in Western healthcare philosophy, specifically the past 100 years. There's a lot to learn and reconsider. The information you'll find here comes straight from scientists and clinicians doing the work and reporting their findings in real time through various live online outlets. The scientific truth of cannabis is finally getting out and is wide open for all to see at respected medical sites like PubMed.gov and JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. And I'm right there in the thick of it with all those titans of medicine, as a fly on the wall. I'm not a doctor, nor did I go to med school, but I did take dozens of private cannabis courses and still engage in continuing education offered by cannabis expert scientists over the past few years, and slowly began to see and understand the bigger picture. Now I talk to people all day long about cannabis and hopefully inspire them to research the facts as we know them today. Cannabis is an amazing alternative in health remedies. It can reportedly alleviate typical disease problems and troubling side effects, even those caused by synthetic prescriptions. This is Honey Smith Walls, a 21st century cannabis shaman, not a doctor, not a scientist, raised by nuns and wolves in the verdant cattle pastures of the Oklahoma oil fields. I'm here to amplify the truth of this great big story in cannabis in historical, political, and scientific terms, so you can make educated decisions about the medicine you choose to ingest.
They call me MacGyver in school. They called me MacGyver in high school. I just had that question asked to me yesterday, and I said mostly probably from my aunts and my uncles. They were all Italian, and they did everything from building a house to laying brick to electrical. My dad was an artist with metal and bodies, and I think that you inherit some talents. I do believe that if you're lucky enough, as I was, to be around all these individuals that teach you things, and I've done that my whole life. This whole thing started in 08. I was selling hemp seed oil in from Canada.
Why? What made you want to sell hemp seed oil?
Well, omega 3, 6, and 9.
How did you know that? Found it online.
I was looking up actually dietary, right? And they say that the best thing for you to lose weight is to have something that's got fatty acids in it.
Yeah, lots of omegas.
Right? So it's the highest. It's higher than fish oil. On top of that, it has the same floral enzymes as your digestive tract, as lipids as your skin. It's got Edison protein in it, which your blood's made up of. So it's really one of, being that it's the oldest plant on earth, it's got to be here for a reason. So I started looking at that. And as I was bringing those in, I honestly, I had a dear friend of mine that bought about 800,000 of them. We put them in bottles, and he wanted to give them to his friends because Art had done so well with his kidney function. With hemp seed oil, and he was getting that tested through Mayo Clinic. And his kidney function was going up about 25 to 30% just on hemp seed oil. So as I started moving forward with that, found that it had inflammatory properties or anti-inflammatory properties.
Yes.
That helped individuals.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is just the seed off of the plant. So even at that time, I went to Humboldt in 2010, and everything there, obviously in Humboldt, is in California, is marijuana. And met a guy by the name of Christopher. And Christopher, one of the old guys up there, taught me about hemp. Started talking about the properties of hemp and the properties of hemp being high in CBDA and having the similar terpenes in it, and obviously the similar cannabinoids, but you had a THC high and low on a marijuana plant, but the opposite on a hemp plant. But at the time, you could not get hemp. Very difficult. So I sourced it, I found it, and we started messing around with it, trying to develop a way to do an extraction. That's where R&C and R&D came into place, and we were looking at how could you extract a flower and keep it to an organic state without removing any of the terpenes, or as many as you would lose, and keeping it in a higher state of 69% by weight of CBDA on a C of A, and get it that high, and be able to have CBDA, CBGA, CBCN, et cetera, and do that in high numbers. And couldn't get a machine out there, and keeping in mind that everyone today, in one way or another, copies each other. It's either ethanol, it'll be butane, it'll be CO2, it'll be some sort of a wash procedure. So if you could make oil with one drop, and I mean from flour to oil and to water, there's no process of washing the oil. There's no process of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Let's put the terpenes back in. I really want to know how you do that. I honest to God, want to know how they know what the amount of terpenes were prior to the flower being extracted. But the problem is that their end result has got so many processes in between it. Even if it's got one extra process before it's a usable oil, still losing terpenes and still losing cannabinoids. And turning that acid state and changing the product itself. So I built my own machine, and in 2015 I didn't have a choice because I found out I had stage 4 kidney cancer, and
oh my gosh.
Didn't know what I was going to do. That was on Good Friday 7 years ago. At 6 o'clock at night, thought I was in the hospital thinking I got a kidney stone. Came home Sunday. I woke up about noontime. I knew how to mix oil and water. I finally figured it out after 2 years, or after from 08 until 15 is an amount of time that I spent trying to make an immersible to where it would just get to a nano state. And on that day at night, after I figured it out at noontime, at 8 o'clock at night, I'm in the hospital. At 11 o'clock, I got stage 4 cancer. So I figured, geez, that we were putting on Hempapalooza up in the near the Puget Sound up in Washington and Oregon up there. And I drank my water from April until October, came back, went to see an oncologist, did an x-ray. Got yelled at because it was about the size of a little over the size of a quarter, which I didn't know your kidney's not that big. Half my kidney.
Okay.
So, and went in a smile, took some x-rays. Then I got yelled at because he saw it and it didn't grow. So on November 9th, I went in for surgery, and he told me he's taking out my whole kidney.
Oh my.
Woke up at noon, had the hiccups, doctor sitting next to me, and I looked at him, I go, it was gray, huh? He goes, how the hell would you know that? He goes, never seen nothing like it. Half the kidney, the cancer was dead, the rest of it was fine. And from that point forward, met Devin. And met another friend of mine by the name of Kenny Schatzberg, and he introduced me to Dr. Ross from Mayo Clinic, head of neurology.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down the path of how do you help an individual with epilepsy when the brain takes off and the body goes with it.
Tell our audience how you got to know Devin and what his circumstances were.
I was online on Facebook just researching cannabis and epilepsy and hemp. And a woman in British Columbia, for the life of me, I can't remember her name. And she told me that her next door neighbor's little boy, which was Devin, in Cottonwood, Arizona, had epilepsy, and he's really, really bad. And so they thought he was going to die. Mm-hmm. And so she got me the phone number, and I had contacted Andrea, his mother, was on the phone with her for 3 hours explaining to her what I had made, what my theory was behind it. She had been, first thing she did was get him on Charlotte's Web. And again, as she stated to me, every child and every individual's epilepsy, she said, is different. I would agree. So the Charlotte's Web did not affect Devin the way that it had helped Charlotte.
I see.
He was much more severe. He was not breathing. So then she started going down the path of a Rick Simpson process.
I see.
Of making her own. Now, we all know, I mean, Rick Simpson, the man, I would have to say, started this, and he should be commended because he set everybody down a path of alternative medicine. But if you ever do a Rick Simpson process and you're using, you know, a cannabis marijuana product that's 20-some%, it'll knock you on your tush. I mean, this man, you know, started that just like I would say the Stanley Brothers kicked up, you know, putting the word towards epilepsy, but it all starts with Raphael in Israel. I listened to him, and here we are 60 years later.
And he's 90 right now, and 92. Still alive, and still working in his lab in Jerusalem. So
92 years old.
Right. So he's a marvel to all of us.
Yes, and you know, you listen to what he started out. He said with schizophrenia, but in the world of schizophrenia, you really can't tell until they're in their 20s. And so then he went to epilepsy. And even at that given time, he stated that he was giving him 800 milligrams of CBD at a dose.
And that's a pretty big whopping dose, isn't it?
Yeah, but keep
when we know that 20 milligrams will affect us in some way, shape, or form somehow.
800 milligrams, and that's one. And the interesting thing, I had no idea who he was until the journalist that wrote that article brought him up. He goes, have you heard of him? I go, yeah. He goes, do you listen to him? I go, no. And he goes, if you have one question that you would ask, this was a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, he goes, ask professor, what would you ask?
Hey, my friends. I want to give you a tip about a neurologist I know and trust. Dr. Anthony Mazzo is a highly rated specialist here in Melbourne, Florida, one of the first physicians to research and study cannabis since 2016, when it was legalized in Florida. Dr. Mazzo is not quick to prescribe traditional synthetic chemicals when he knows that this gentle live plant therapy will likely give needed relief. I know this to be true because I had to see him for my own old lady neuropathy issues. He did not prescribe the usual stuff. He told me to go get a particular kind of cannabis instead and use it in a very specific way to find relief. And that is what every doctor in America should have in their little black bag. His clinic details will be in my show notes for you. Why? Because he's a trusted cannabis expert in the field of neurology right here in Melbourne. And Dr. Anthony Mazzo at the Brevard Neuro Center on NASA Boulevard. See his details in my show notes.
Once you decided to go down the path of researching cannabis, how did you follow? Did you follow the science or did you follow your instincts? And then Tom had told him about CBDA. And Tom said, CBDA, and he said, you know, how did he stabilize it? Well, everyone out there goes, if you could make something mixed with water, what would be the best way to stabilize it? Water. You can, if you can stabilize it in water, you're ready to go. And so we stabilized CBDA on Easter Sunday of 2015 into a bottle of water that killed my cancer, set me down the path of meeting Devin. And from Devin, we learned so much about marijuana. And here's something interesting. Devin, you could walk
You up. Really mean THC?
Marijuana.
THC.
Well, marijuana is more than THC. It's CBDA, yes. It's THCA, it's CBDA.
Yes, it is. But what you're talking, the difference you're talking about is using THC in the cannabis plant.
Yes.
As opposed to more CBD.
Right, because.
Or the acid ones.
Right, because, and you're correct, 100%. Andrea went down the path of Rick Simpson and started processing it. The problem then came to be that she was trying to get CBD and to up to 800 milligrams.
Yep.
So she was purchasing product up in Cottonwood from a dispensary. We took them down to the laboratory, dealt the lab, and there was nothing in them.
Very expensive, too, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was $80 a bottle back then for a bottle.
Yeah, to have nothing in it.
Nothing. Nothing. It was MCT oil. That's all it was.
That's a
and,
shame.
And the interesting thing there is that Devin is the child that the Children's Hospital found out that children were allergic to MCT oil. We've got to look at it in our lives. I'm 63. I don't know how much coconut oil you've consumed, but I didn't. And maybe for your skin, but hemp seed oil will be better for your skin than coconut oil. But Devin started getting ill. And it turned out that he was just consuming way to hell too much coconut oil. You know, he's not consuming a little bit of it. If you can keep in mind some of
right, everything is concentrated.
Right. And it's in the dosage. So he, once I got to the point with Dr. Ross, Dr. Ross looked at me and says, if the CBDA can basically remove any of the inflammation he has. And I don't know about you, but if you were on the ground and your body was flexing and tensioning up,
yeah,
like
right.
That, you are inflamed in the muscles. I mean, come think about us doing that. And then doing it not 10 times a day, but 20 to 2, and then they're getting
right.
In the clusters.
Right.
So we went down that path. I gave it to Kenny Schatzberg, a friend of mine who had ALS. That's what Dr. Ross was specializing in. And then I gave it to a friend of mine by the name of Dennis that was dying of colon cancer. He was taking opiates.
Tell us who Dr. Ross is again, his full name.
Dr. Mark Ross is over at Mayo Clinic. He retired. He was Scottsdale Mayo Clinic. He now sits on the board of directors of ALS.
Okay. Thank yeah. you.
And so he had, you know, we were just discussing because Kenny's body was breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
He was on an excavator. And this is for people out there in the world that are trying to help somebody with ALS. This is something that we all share. One of the things that everyone goes by is cotton mouth. And in the world of an individual like Kenny or somebody with ALS, that is constant saliva as they're reaching, you know, even being conscious is horrible because it's in their mouth 24/7. Kenny's
right.
On a breathing mask. He's on an excavator to suck out the saliva.
Gotcha.
Dr.
Right.
Ross told me that they did surgery. They
yes.
used Botox, and they even did radiation on his saliva gland. Did work. So we wanted to give him cotton mouth. Now, we all think, I mean, I don't know, but one of the interesting things is that during the process of what I do, I can process cannabis oil in a marijuana form, or I can process cannabis oil in a hemp form. By the time I drop and I make oil, the properties are identical, other than the THCA on the marijuana side is much higher than the CBDA would be. So the terpenes percentages, or I would tell you the categories of terpenes, are almost identical. They may be different, that higher in different areas. So what we wanted to be able to do is we took a plant that we had in a hemp plant, and the terpene profile on it was 5.75%. For your audience out there, that's huge. I mean, we were at 68%
CBDF. How many different terpenes?
They measured only for 32 at the lab. So what we did, what I did, is that it was always interesting that with Devin, the higher terpene on the CBD, because we're using hemp plant, people, was interesting because he would get a little dry mouth. Thinking, wow, okay. So I took Kenny's oil, and I put in the hemp oil that I normally make, and I took, I won't tell you how much, so let's just say that I'm messing around with 10 grams of oil, okay?
Yes.
And I'm making a lot of water. And I am trying to make the percentage of terpene go up, and I did. And Kenny got cotton mouth. And Dr. Ross was invited me back over. He goes, "You changed this man's quality of life by 100%, because he could remove the excavator, he could sleep with his wife at the end of his life, and he Wow. didn't have to sit there with a in his mouth."
Right.
So it
God,
was
that's a huge quality of life lift.
Yeah, and the terpenes. So it was interesting that the terpenes dried him out. It wasn't, it had nothing to do with THCA.
Well, and it was the specific terpenes that did it. So
well,
you
but
know, not all cannabis gives you dry mouth.
Right. But we don't, you know, the interesting thing, there's where the research comes in. I read about people having terpene Tuesday and this terpene. And then I read about oils out there. Oh, this got this terpene in it. Dude, if you run the oil, I guarantee if you want to spend the money, I tell people, on my oil and get it tested, I'll guarantee you you're going to find more terpenes in it when our oil drops. If I shove the flower in your nose and I shove the oil in your nose, it smells exactly the same. And so the process would be to do research on that, just to do research on helping ALS patients not with marijuana. A lot of ALS patients don't have a problem in their head, just so you know. Kenny was as sharp as a stick.
Well, not to degrade, you know, the properties of THC, but, you know, it is also anti-inflammatory, and it does have a lot of sharpening tools available to it. Doesn't always just cloud your mind.
Are you talking about smoking it?
However,
No. See, now we're having a beautiful. No, it is not. However, I mean, you want to. If you light it, it's gone. If you light it, the terpene,
not always.
Well,
now, wait a minute.
You're going to absorb a terpene in a state, because the terpene's a hydrocarbon. So the first thing out of that lit is the terpene. You're smelling it.
So you're going to burn up the first few terpenes, but the heat from the oncome of that flame is going to be enough to vaporize some, and you'll still get some.
Okay. So.
I mean, let me say it this way. There's a company that is producing a cannabis product that has already been smoked. I mean, that's their tagline. We smoked it for you. And they're extracting the cannabinoids out of a smoked vessel. So.
And what would the point between that would be?
I'm not sure. But back to your point. They are getting terpenes,
right? But okay.
But it's vaporized,
so
not pyrolyzed.
The best aspect of anything that we do, whether we're sitting in front of a doctor or you're sitting in front of a pharmacist, and they're going to talk about absorption, so they're going to give you an amount of a pill. If some person has a heart problem, they may get 10 milligrams. Somebody with higher blood pressure may be through the roof. Point to you is that I'm not talking about cannabis. It's a great, I think that marijuana in all aspects is just as better or as equal to hemp. But what I'm saying is that the minute you light it, you got two choices of absorption. there's any doctor, the one other question that I had asked Raphael in that questionnaire was, if product is in a, if you have a medication and you're going to take it, what would you say would be the best way to absorb it? Any doctor's going to tell you to drink it. Because if you drink it, it's instant. Or if it's a woman, any doctor would say if you could, you would be able to go through the vaginal or because it's a 95% absorption, like the buccal mucosa is in the mouth. So if you could drink it, you would be absorbing it, and your milligrams of absorption, because it's CBDA, being that it's 1,000 times more powerful than CBD, not my words, Raphael's, or THCA, which now they find is non-psychoactive.
Friends, I've heard you complain long enough about how to find consistent over-the-counter CBD products, and I've taken a new position on the subject. I'm proud to announce my affiliation with Dr. Dustin Sulak's Healer CBD products that can be shipped to all 50 states. Healer products will give you a full spectrum, whole plant entourage effect of all the thousands of compounds that grow naturally in the cannabis plant. You'll have the best opportunity to manage your aches and pains or anxiety or spasming organs with a full spectrum whole plant product, because all the natural compounds will work perfectly together in synergy within your body to manage what's happening. You may recall that I've been taking the acidic version of his cannabidiol or CBDA product. It has everything plus a lot more of the compound, which Dr. Sulak and other leaders in this industry have found to be more potent, thereby using less, which ends up making a big difference to your wallet. But it also adds many benefits to your body. Find out more about Dr. Dustin Sulak's CBDA product and the value it can add to your life for less than a dollar a day. And it's shipped directly to your front door. Click on the link below and start lifting your quality of life with Healer CBD products. And I've got a sweet discount just waiting for you in the link below. Hey, friends. Joe will be back next week with more fascinating details about his new discovery and invention. Don't miss a minute of this exciting story on the next Cannabiverum podcast. And if you'd like to discuss anything you hear today, meet me for coffee at 8 a.m. Mondays on the Live Clubhouse app, where we mostly talk about the lift to our quality of life from cannabis. See you there. You've been listening to another Cannabiverum podcast with 21st century cannabis shaman Honey Smith Walls. That's me. About the importance of using verifiably safe products. The process of getting a diagnosis from your family doctor and taking your records to a cannabis specialist can lead you to the correct cannabinoid therapy for those issues. Otherwise, you're just your own guinea pig looking for answers without any foundational knowledge or ability to determine the best choices or strategies. To find a qualified cannabis expert to help you in your area, visit cannabisclinicians.org. It is a national society of cannabis experts, and you'll see that link down in my show notes. Unless otherwise proven by a reputable third-party lab test, please be advised that all street weed is contaminated. It may do grave harm to a patient with a delicate immune system who already has inflammatory issues like arthritis or IBS, fibromyalgia, or worse. Thanks so much for listening today, and don't forget to catch us live online on Clubhouse every Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern. It's a new app, Clubhouse it's called. Just look for me in Rising Cannabis Connections. I hear the cows calling.